I'm a pastor's kid. So I've been in ministry my entire life. And then I knew that I was called to missions at a very young age and trying to balance both what does missions look like and what does radio look like. And I think in being a full-time ministry or even part-time ministry and being in ministry at all, it can take a lot from you as well. So kind of a different spin on that question. For those that are in spiritual care, in full-time ministry, kids and wives of pastors and chaplains, what are some ways that you guys find yourselves taking care of yourself as you care for others? But also just advice that you can give to anyone listening. What are ways that they can take care of themselves as well?
Andy and I had lunch together, and he was just telling me about the way he has some recreation time. And he's got a group of people that he does some bike riding and does triathlon preparation. And I think sometimes we can get so busy doing things for God that we forget to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that we should be out there entertaining ourselves all the time, but I think it's really important that we do that and to enjoy our families if we have them and our friends. Yeah, very important.
Very good. Andy, I'll ask you the same question.
Such a good question. Something that, yeah, I reckon has been the biggest thing I've been challenged by and constantly reevaluating as a, I've been married 7.5 years. So, and now I have 2 daughters, a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old.
Mm.
So as my life's transitioned and changed, I've had to keep reevaluating how do I care for myself. And so many people in ministry end up dropping out or burning out. And so I totally hear what you're asking. And, you know, we're all in ministry. We all need to practice these things. Like the classic is, you know, God rested from creating the world. We need rest. I've got to say it again, but Jim talked about it, just enjoying creation. Like primarily God created us to enjoy all that he created. And I think that's part of our rest. And so for me, I work Sundays and we planted a church in the school on Sundays, so Mondays, a day off. And for me, that's a time I'm still learning how to put the phone away and just enjoy my children, enjoy going. I like to go somewhere. So yesterday we were at Crystal Creek, my 2 little girls and Emma. And those times of just stopping, just slowing down and just remembering that God's God and that the ministry doesn't need me, the school doesn't need me, the church doesn't need me. By his grace, I get to do it.
Yep.
Enjoyment, rest, you know, natural rhythms like making time to pray and to read, hanging out with friends, and then, yeah, just riding a bike or swimming or playing touch footy, being a normal human and not being a... Yeah, I also heard like busyness is artificial significance.
Mm.
And I like that line. Sometimes we can think we're really significant because we're busy.